Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Follower Podcast. This is episode number one. It's the 1st of October, 2018, and I'm coming to you live from a cupboard in Edenvale. Let me explain that. I'm house-sitting a house, and so I'm walking around the room that I'm in looking for a place where I can record some sound, and I see the cupboard. Open up the cupboard, and inside the cupboard are a whole bunch of towels. So currently, as I'm talking to you, I'm sandwiched between two open cupboard doors and a bunch of towels, and I'm really hoping this is going to get us some good audio. So you can tell me if that's the case once you listen to it, I guess. The title of this podcast is The Problem with Jesus. And before we get into that, though, I want to ask a question, at least, or maybe answer a question that's been asked of me. And the question is, why a podcast? So a bunch of people have kind of, I guess, positioned that question to me. Of all the things that you could do, Matt, why would you start a podcast? And I guess the answer is really simple. Why not? Why not start a podcast? I don't know about you, but most of my younger life has been spent trying to not break stuff. By not break stuff, I mean not break my reputation or not break my the perception that other people have of me. The more I learn, though, I'm learning that my perception of other people's perception is really just a perception because people aren't thinking about you nearly as much as you think they're thinking about you. But I've spent a whole lot of time enslaved, I guess, to this imaginary idea that I need to kind of hold myself together in the sight of other people. And what this does is it creates a false self that kind of gets a lot of, I guess you can make a lot of friends with the person you aren't. But the problem is, you have to stay not being that person in order to keep those friends. So I would say to you, the sooner you can get rid of that pretense, the better. And this podcast is an exercise in letting go of that for me. It's a way of me just kind of thinking out loud, putting stuff out into the world, and trusting that it's going to help someone. And I think that's kind of where the magic happens. When you and I stop trying to pretend to be and just start to be, that's when we really start contributing, because that's when we find our true selves. So that brings me to you, I guess, as an initial thought. What's your thing, right? And maybe like me, you've been held back out of fear of failure, fear of rejection. Maybe you're really afraid of what people will think about you when you just be you. You know? Can I invite you to embrace the philosophical mantra of our generation and just do it? Just do the thing. Whatever the thing is, do the thing, right? Start the business. Make the video. Start the podcast. Do one with me. We'll be friends. You can come be on my podcast. I'll be on yours. We'll be podcast friends and get matching tattoos. Like, do whatever the thing is that you are here to do in the world. Because when you show up, that's where the magic happens. And I'm just wondering if, like me, you've been held back from just showing up for all the wrong reasons. I'm wondering how much life fear has robbed you of. And so as you listen to this, maybe think about that. What's your thing? And why don't you do it? Because I think it's probably better for you to fail in the pursuit of your fullest life than to succeed in the preservation of your safest one. Yeah. Could you fail? Could I fail? Could this whole podcast thing be a failure? Yeah. This whole thing could go down in a massive ball of flames. This could literally be the worst idea in the history of the world. But I will know that when I fail well, and then I'll try something else. Or this will be awesome, and in a couple of years' time, we'll all be together listening to the follower podcast and doing a bunch of follower podcast things. And I will have unlocked a whole bunch of stuff that I never even knew was possible just because I decided to try. So what about you? Why don't you fail in the pursuit of your fullest life, right? Start the thing. And here's why you need to start the thing. As an example, my genius or my gift, maybe it's a bit much to call it genius, but my gift is words. I got words, man. And some of those words are good words. Some of those words are terrible words. Some of those words are long-winded, but some of them help people in a really, really big way. And so I got to use my thing in order to help. And some of you who are listening, you're like genius artists. And a little shout out to Carl Douglas Hill and Jess Still. These people do stuff with paint that I've never really even understood. I tried to do a painting with Coral once, if you're listening. It was embarrassing. I was still busy trying to do base colors. She had basically already painted an entire artwork. Fantastic. Really, really talented lady. And some of you are business people. I got a friend, Sergio Rodriguez. He let me work with him once, and I nearly ended his business. Basically, I was that bad. But he's a genius. He just knows how to do these things. He runs businesses, starts businesses, grows businesses, strengthens. He's just a genius in this whole thing. What I'm saying is you've got a gift, right? Bring it to the world. And why? Because it's not actually about you, right? Your gift, your genius, the thing that you are great at, it's not an end in itself. It's a means to something else. Our lives are meant to be a canvas. And on that canvas, we're supposed to tell a story that is so great, so massive, so huge, that it actually warrants monumental failure. It's true. This story is so important that it's better that you would swing for the fence than that you would try and preserve your ego. The story is bigger than your ego. This story is, it's worth the telling. And all of us have got to find a way to tell it in our own way. Which brings me to the story and the title of this podcast, which is The Problem with Jesus. Now, I did some work in the inner city for a while, inner city of Johannesburg in South Africa, where I live. And I would meet people time and time again. In that time, we'd be sitting across a table having a coffee. Now, some of these people were artists, some of them were business people, or some homeless people, all kinds of people from different walks of life. And I remember I'd often sit across the table from these people and look at them and think to myself, the reason these people aren't Christian is because they are really great people. What I mean by that is that the Christianity they'd experienced was terrible. The Christianity they'd experienced, actually the only rational response to that kind of Christianity was to reject it, right? And it broke my heart, because in their worlds, the word Jesus was like a swear word, right? And the idea of Christianity was like a write-off. Like, so many of these people thought of Jesus as just like saturated and tainted by patriarchy or capitalism or empire or abuse of some form or description or war or colonization. So many of these people really thought that Jesus was, well, at least the Jesus they'd rejected, or the idea of Jesus they'd rejected, was like this white dude with flowing locks and deep blue eyes. And I think that the problem with that is that Jesus isn't Jesus at all. And so much of me wanted to be with these people and have a conversation around the Jesus behind all those false perceptions of who he is. But I never really got the chance to do that in so many instances, because unfortunately those models, those views of Jesus get so entrenched in people, and the response is often even more emotional than it is rational. But I wanted to start this podcast in an attempt to have that conversation, because the problem with Jesus is that he just keeps showing up. That's right. I think that Jesus is fascinating. And I think it's just interesting to me that in over 2,000 years of human history, he's still here. I mean, if you look at some of the stuff that's been done in the name of Christian history, in the name of Jesus, it's atrocious, right? And some wonderful things. I mean, we have, Christianity has contributed to the education system, schools and hospitals and the value of women raised through Christianity and the value of children raised through Christianity. And so many of the ideas that have come through this person, Jesus, and those who followed him, like democracy and all kinds of things. I mean, Jesus has made a massive impact on the world. And so many of things, those things, wonderful. But to be fair, so many of those things, atrocious and terrible. And so the follower podcast, it tries to enter into that conversation and ask everyone to take a second look. What I mean by everyone, I mean to the Christian person who's listening to this. And you would self-identify as a follower of Jesus or a believer in Jesus, or you've got like Christian on your Facebook profile or something like that, you know. I want to challenge you about the kind of Jesus that you follow or that you believe in. It occurs to me that so many of the people I speak to, they raise their hands every Sunday or say their prayers every night in so many ways to a Jesus that doesn't exist. I say that with caution, but it's kind of true because in a lot of ways, I think it's Tony Campolo who says, you know, God made us in his image and then we returned the favor. And a lot of us have constructed a Jesus of our own imagination that affirms our own perspectives. And a good test for you is to think about the idea of Jesus offending you or disagreeing with you. When was the last time that the Jesus you believe in disagreed with you? Or offended you, or challenged you? If he hasn't, then it's probably likely you're not really worshiping Jesus. It's likely then that you're worshiping yourself because listen, you don't own Jesus. I don't own Jesus. None of us own Jesus. In fact, Christianity doesn't have the monopoly on Jesus, right? Jesus isn't a Christian. How do I know that? Well, I mean, you just got to read the news at the moment. And without mentioning any particular group of people, there are a whole bunch of things going on in the Christian tradition that have nothing to do with Jesus. And so when Jesus enters into the Christian scene, he's not trying to become a Christian. Jesus is trying to get Christians to be like him, right? And so if we're going to talk about who Jesus is on a podcast like this, I think it's necessary to say that we're going to explore the person of Jesus in a way that offends Christians necessarily, in a way that challenges us, in a way that asks big questions around the things we take for granted, some of the beliefs we hold dear, some of the ways we've misinterpreted this whole thing. I'm going to have to ask those questions of myself, and I'm going to offer those questions to you as well. But it's not only the Christian people or the believers that I want to challenge. It's also the people on the other side of the spectrum. If you're an atheist, an agnostic, or someone who's rejected Jesus, the challenge I want to make to you or the conversation I'd like to have and invite us all into is on what premise have you rejected Jesus? That's really the question. How much investigation did you really give to Jesus? My experience has been that when I meet with people and we have a conversation, some of my friends who are atheist or agnostic or otherwise, often they'll talk about not believing in Jesus. But then after a little bit of digging, I find that the Jesus they don't believe in isn't Jesus at all. See, so much of the time we really want to just find affirming voices, voices that affirm our position so that we can go ahead and turn off the volume on Jesus. But what we don't do is a full critique of our perspective. And so we only have like a superficial investigation of who he is. And we don't really go to reputable sources. So we kind of, we put a heavyweight boxer in the room with a lightweight, featherweight boxer, right? Like, you got to compare like with like. And so if you are an atheist reader, if you are an atheist thinker, my question would be, have you consulted people of, I guess the same caliber of thought who believe in Jesus as you have of people who don't? Have you given it a balanced view? Because those people are out there and they're plentiful. And so that would be the challenge to the person who's rejected Jesus. On what premise have you rejected Jesus? And so this podcast, I guess what it wants to do and what it will try to do is enter into that space between all of us on that spectrum from believer to unbeliever and everything in between. Recognize that in the words of Leslie Newbegin, none of us own the truth. We're all just trying to point one another to the truth. And that truth is not so much a philosophy or an ideology, but that truth is a person. And that person, if he is who he says he is actually God himself. And so is then therefore necessarily beyond all the boxes we've created for him. And so if the word Christian doesn't work for you, it's perfectly fine. We can drop it. We don't even need that word. Some of the earliest followers of Jesus were not called Christian. And so I'm okay if we don't feel like we need to call one another Christian now. What I am interested in, though, is this person of Jesus. And I'd love to see us push beyond all our boundaries, beyond all the borders and boxes we've created for one another, and figure out what it means, not so much to be Christian or atheist or agnostic or any of the religious perspectives that we've chosen for ourselves, and actually just become followers. Because a lot's riding on that. A lot's riding on our ability to understand who this guy is, what he's about, and what it means for us to actually follow him in the world today. See, you finding your genius and then applying it to a story worth telling is a really, really important work to do. Because there's a whole bunch of people in the world today who are looking for a story worth listening to. And I think the story of Jesus is the most compelling story ever. Because it's not just a story, it's a person. He's a person. And so that's the follower podcast. We're going to figure out what it means to follow him. And I'm really hoping you'll come along for the journey. This is not an interesting thing. When I was registering this podcast, I was looking for a category. And the only category that kind of sort of worked was religious, spiritual. But even that doesn't really speak to what I'm talking about. So I don't know. Maybe iTunes, you should make another category for this podcast. Follower category. I don't know what that would even look like. This is trying to push beyond all those boundaries and try to do that in a humble way. I'm not trying to prove anything here. I just want to go on an honest journey of investigation. Because I think there's more. I think there's so much more than we've expressed to this point. So I'm hoping you'll come with me on the journey. We'll continue this conversation with the first episode in a three-part series called Cassocks, Candles, and Conversions, a guide from religion to relationship to responsibility. So episode one of that new series will be happening in the next episode after this one, and I'm hoping you'll download that and get a listen in. Also, if this has been helpful to you, you can go ahead and subscribe to the podcast pretty much anywhere there are podcasts. You can also go to the website mattlewis.co.za, and you can sign up there. This follow-up podcast is sponsored by you. So if you like what you're hearing, if it's helpful for you, if you think this is a conversation worth having, I'm going to ask you to consider either doing a once-off donation or monthly contributions. That helps me put these things together and share them with you. Also, if you feel like you want to invite other people into the conversation, if you feel like you have friends or family or people in your circles who need to have this conversation, please share this with everyone on every platform so that as many people as possible can get involved. I believe in this message. I think it's a message that people need to hear. I think this story is a story worth telling. And I would love for a whole bunch of people beyond my circle to come into the conversation with us. So I'd love it if you'd do that. that wraps that up, guys. That's episode one of the Follower Podcast. I hope this has been helpful for you, and I hope you're excited about the journey. I really think it's going to be a good one. Figuring out who Jesus is, what he's about, and what it means to follow him in the world today. And everyone is invited to that conversation.